אומר בני, המבטפיס מאות מעשר שני לשלמים, לא כאן השלמים. מי טיימה לא עלים, הקדושת השלמים, למח על הקדושת מעשר שני. מת והלוקח היה לזבחי שלמים ובין בא לבשר תאווה, לא יצא האור לחולין. So what does that mean? לא יצא האור לחולין. In other words, it remains Kodesh. How does it remain Kodesh? Because, obviously, you were kena it for Kedusha Shlamim. The animal that is now the bearer of that Kedusha Shlamim is a chaya, so it can't be brought as a Shlamim. But the chaya itself is tafus in that Kedusha. I thought you said you can't be tofes the Kedusha. No, Itmar Olam Rav, it doesn't mean... doesn't mean that. Of course, lo koni shlamim. Rav explained that there's no kedusha shlamim. So what's the meaning of lo yatza or lechulin? Now, lo yatza or lechulin means eino bit torat latzeta or lechulin. There's no kedusha at all. I don't know what you're talking about. How it's not even included in the whole parsha. If you would have used the money to buy an automobile, would you have had a question of whether the fenders were yotzi lechulin? I mean, that's basically this case. My timer. I'm a rabban. I'm going to care for the harisha. Well, you can use kesef of my susheni to buy an animal to work in your field, and then we're going to discuss what would be the din of the or if the animal dies. Well, it's bichlal not lakuach by my susheni. That's what it means. It doesn't mean oy vey. It has the kedusha of shlomi. What are we going to do? It's bichlal no kedusha. That's what it's saying. The only time we're going to discuss the or is when there is kedusha on the behema. Then we learn out from bakar. That said by Shlomim, that you don't worry about the Kedusha and the Or, it's concentrated only in the edible portions. Itma. Habatfis ba'ot ma'aser sheni l'shlamim. This halach of Rabami is a machlok as Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Koni, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Lokoni. Now look, there's a machlok at Tanoi, and according to which Rabbi Yehuda, who says ma'aser's mom and hedyat, we're not even discussing him. Of course, according to him, it's money like any other money. Obviously, you buy what you want with it. You could be kainan. Ki pligi aliba the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds ma'aser's mamon gavoa. So if you hold lo koni the way that Rabbi Elazar holds, that makes sense. That's the naive interpretation of Rabbi Meir. Mandi or makoni, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, that's true, but kiva de ma'aser korev le'shlamim. If in the end you can buy an animal with it and bring it as a shlamim, why not be tefis it for shlamim? So give me tvas tele nami tafis. Meitve. Hamatfis maot maaser sheni l'shlamim. Here it's a fersh in the brighta that kishu podan, you have to be mosif two times the chomesh. One because it has kedusha of shlamim, and one because it has kedusha of maaser. So what are you telling me? It doesn't have kedusha of shlamim. So then why are you adding another chomesh? What's that have to do with it? Misavar divrei akoli? This is going a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah. Minay lo omer arei alai todah shelo yavi ela min acholin. Talmud omar v'zavachta pesach al Hashem elokecha tzonu vakar. Valo pesach ein bai ela min akvasim min ha'izim. Im kein ma talmud omar tzonu vakar. Lakish kol haba min ha'tzonu min ha'vakar lepesach. Ma pesach davar shebechova v'ino bai ela min acholin, as we're going to see. When we talk about chovah, what do we mean? That's a chovah in this context. Because I don't share that with anybody. I don't get to eat it. Pesach gufe minola. The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, look, nema pesach mitzrayim, nema pesach ledorot, ma pesach omer mitzrayim lo ba'alam lechulin, af pesach ledorot lo ba'alam lechulin. I'm not Rebbe Akiba. Well, of course in a ba'alam lechulin, there was nothing else. V'chi danin evshar mishi evshar, omalai tough luck. Apa pishi evshar, ra'ya gedolahi, v'nil mad emena. Chazar Rebbe Akiva v'dano dinache. Ma la pesach mitzrayim, Shekein ain't a unmatan dami veimurim legave mizbeah. Tomer bepesach dorot shet unmatan dami veimurim mizbeah. Omar lo, well, it's a pasik. Hare omer babatet avodah azot bechodesh hazeh, shu kol avodot shel hachodesh hazeh kezeh. Now, let's understand what's going on. What did Rabbi Akiva hold when he was chosa? He saw a law de'ein dot in efshar mishi efshar, then he didn't have to change his mind to be chosar vedan. Let him just stick to his guns. Leika b'milte. Ihad arbe. And he's not learning out of Pesach Mitzrayim for one reason only. Mishamai pircha. Because it doesn't have emurim l'gavim mizbeach. Pesach midbar yokiach. So it's a crazy question. Now actually, he himself didn't change his mind. L'dvarav de Rabbi Eliezer ka'amar. L'didi. Ain't any nefshah mishay afshah. I'm not going to argue with you about it. L'didach de amarta danin afshah mishay afshah is another problem. What are you going to do with the fact that Pesach Mitzrayim, that's it's eno tom matadom emurim l'gavim mizbeach. Mashen kein Pesach dorot. It's similar to Shlomi, and it's a tomato dome ben willigam is beach. Omale Rebbe Eliezer viavadita. A pasuk. And Rebbe Eliezer himself, why didn't he give the obvious answer that Pesach midbar yochiach? Because he knew that Rebbe Akiva didn't accept Efshar Mishi Efshar. So what's he going to add? So he was answering the dvar of the Rebbe Akiva coming. Look, Lididi, I don't even need to argue with you about this issue. Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar. But I'm worried about this problem. Obviously, when I say Pesach Mitzrayim, I'm including Pesach Midbar. I mean, that's a given. But as far as you're concerned, what are you going to do about the pasuk? The didak damer lein da ninev shar mishiyev shar. What about the pasuk? Avadat avodah zot. Has the pasuk changed anything? You're still going to say in da ninev shar mishiyev shar, aren't you? So ashtanami lifroch on Rav Sheshet. You see from here that we're taking for granted that ein meishivin ala hekesh even on something like this. In the Beit HaMidrash, they pointed out, there's another problem over here. What about a Dora Lamed Behekesh? Chozer Malamed Behekesh? No, because there is no. The first part is just a klal. Bechlola Itmar, the Pesach Kulechana Miltei, it's just this expresses the idea that there's one concept of a Korban Pesach. It's Bobin Achule. Rebbe Akiva doesn't accept the arguments of Rebbe Eliezer. Pesach Beno Ba'alam and Achulin that the Mishnah is taking for granted, Binole. Nafkalim yodah ha-mashmuh mishum Rebbe Eliezer, zot ha-torah la-olah v'lamincha v'lachatat v'lasham v'lam li'ul'im v'lezevach ha-shalomim. And we learn out each one as follows. Olah, ma-olah tu'ina kli af kol ton kli. Wait, which kli? Ilam ha-mizrak, I mean, zivche shamei tzibur, it says v'feresh, v'yosem ba-aganot. We mean sakin. How do we know the olaguf? I mean, olah needs a sakin, dichtiv. V'yishlach Avraham et yado, v'yikachat ha-ma'achelet l'shchot et b'no, Bahatam olahu, because if I lay olah tachat mino. Okay, moving on to mincha. Ma mincha in an echelet el zikrei kuna, afkol in echolin el zikrei kuna. What's the afkol? Which afkol? What? Chatas and asham. It says beferish that it's given the zikrei kuna. If you talk about zikrei shalmei tzibur, that's included in the din of chatas for asham from the extra words bakodesh hakodeshim tochlenu kol zachar yochal oto. Yochaleno and Yochaloto obviously referred to something additional. Okay, that's fine, but as you know, it's a machlokas tanoim. Fine. Okay, chatat. What does chatat serve as a model for in this hekesh? Ma chatat mekatcha bevalua that kolano gea ba yikdash afko mekatcha bevalua. What does asham serve? Asham is just like an asham, is certainly never going to give kedusha to a shvir v'shilya, because it's a male. So ein shvir v'shilya kadoshpo, afkol ein shvir v'shilya kadoshpo, which proves v'lodot kadoshim ba'vayatanen kadoshin, and only at birth is there a din of v'lodot kachi. But of course, it also is based on danin efshar mishi efshar, so that even a female animal is learned out from a male. Miluim, we learn out as follows. Ma miluim, only the motreyem of the basar ad habokers visarafta. But certainly not ein motreyem ba'le chayim v'bisreifa. Of course, the basar motreyem is bisreifa, but ein motreyem ba'le chayim bisreifa. And what do we learn from Shlomi? Ma shlomim is the makor of the din in the Torah, mefaglim u'mitpaglim. Of course, mefaglim u'mitpaglim.